Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Brian Kilmeade with us this afternoon, and I have to start with this, although there's a lot we could start with.
I will repeat myself, and I'm Vice President of the United States.
Well, to the point, though, because so those bills were clear, debated. The bills were debated, and they didn't pass.
Finish.
Brian, what do you, the whole I'm Vice President of the United States line, what in the world is going on?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because, I'm doing a show at the same time, and we heard she was being interviewed on another channel, and they said if she makes news, we'll use it, but we didn't use it. But on radio, they were all ready to go with it, and it was the first time I heard it. A couple of things. Savannah Guthrie's getting crap, where she'd be saluted when she was cutting off Trump, but she cuts off Kamala Harris, who was not answering the question, and she gets blowback. If she's trending on Twitter for, and she got an answer, and by the way, she has no answer. And I am vice president. I'm number two. I was in the chamber. It is just a woman that just feels like she just left the bubble, and she just has no idea how to do interviews, contentious, agreeable, show leadership, compassion. She's so programmed, she has lost all sensibility.
Yeah, and it's, by the way, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Now, what do you make of this? Because this was very weird to me as well, and I don't believe it for a second.
I've met with prime ministers and presidents from around the globe, both partners and allies of ours. They are asking, what is going on with voting rights in America?
Yeah, that's what they're asking about, Brian. They're asking about voting rights in America. We're on these big calls with foreign leaders. Are you kidding me? They're asking about minor incursions. That's what they're asking about right now.
Right. Yeah, they're really concerned about the Georgia, what they're doing now, having drop boxes for every 100,000 people. And the Georgia, it is now allowing more early voting access and no-excuse balloting. They're just saying, can you please put your Social Security, four-digit Social Security number on the application? And you got to just do it a little bit ahead of time, because last time it was chaotic. And that was part of the reason why every election lately is delayed, because they've been so amenable to everybody. It makes it possible on the people making minimum wage to count these ballots. And there's so much at stake. And listen, I mean, there's so much to focus on. Like you said, she has a great opportunity, and she's just not capable, I don't believe, of handling it.
So if I'm in the writer's room at Saturday Night Live, my job is done, if it's a fair media world. And we know it's not, because you're telling me that should be the opening segment. There's so much to mock. It's kind of sad what happened yesterday, some of it. But they won't even touch this, will they? I don't think they will. We'll see. Because Kamala, that line from her, that's ripe for parody. It almost sounds like a caricature of herself.
You know, that they have that woman come from her past cast who plays her, and they just say, excuse me, I'm talking, and they cheer. They don't want to make her look vulnerable, inadequate, and not up for the job. And I'll give you an example, Mark. Last SNL, they did a cold open. They've been off for about a month, you know, between the pandemic, the Omicron. And the cold open was Joe Biden and something with Spider-Man. Like, what are you talking about? Joe Biden is sitting there turning away from a bunch of screaming people asking questions. He can't even handle the prompter. Every word looks like he's never seen it before. And their way of attacking him is saying, I blame it on Spider-Man, or stop seeing Spider-Man. I go, that is the tamest cold open you've ever seen. They would just kill Trump. There would be no comedy. It would just be an attack. Like, Stephen Colbert is not funny. All he does is just get the anti-Trump fans in there and bring up Elizabeth Warren for a half hour. Can you imagine that? Steve Allen or Johnny Carson doing that?
No. Look, I can laugh at Republicans. I think you can too. There's things that Republicans should be mocked over. I'm fine with that. But this is just perfect. I mean, if I'm a comedy person,
oh, I know.
It's a gift. It's a gift from the comedy gods.
Well, watch Gutfeld, because he will be doing that.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no question he will be doing that, and that's why his ratings. Remember what Bill Maher said, Mark? Bill Maher said, you know, and I listened to his monologues. I never used to watch the show. I know it matters. I know he's smart. I know he has mixed panels. But, I don't really know when it's on HBO. I'm not always checking out HBO. But I've been watching his monologues on social media, and it almost looks like Tucker Carlson wrote them.
I know. Isn't it great? You know, I've had issues with Bill over the past, but I have respect because he's always been on the right side when it comes to the Islamic terrorism issue. And at least he's being honest about what's going on. And I was hoping that more and more people would maybe take that route, but we're really not seeing that.
Well, yeah. I mean, they said, you know, listen, for the longest time, I used to get this question. He goes, why aren't there any conservative talk shows? Like, why don't they have a conservative comedian out there? And he goes, well, for the longest time, I used to think because Democrats are not really somebody you poke fun at. You know, that we don't do a lot of crazy things that you try to mock until lately. Now, he goes, I see it nonstop. The comedy is so prevalent. It's pathetic. And he said, and then he got this Gutfeld guy. He said, so I watched. Why is this guy getting ratings? And it's good. He's funny, and the stuff he says is funny and is mockable. And I go, wow, I'm astounded.
I can't remember if we talked about this last week, but there was a great story that was up on Substack that was written, I think one of them was a former reporter at The Hollywood Reporter, and it recounts a pitch back in October where somebody said to the editors at The Hollywood Reporter, and there was horrifying response from the young editors in the room, say, look, we should do a story because we have people that are getting shut out of this industry right now, really good comedy writers, but they're white and they're male and they're not straight. It was a great piece because my concern moving forward, and I think Bill Maher has concern about this. We know Chappelle does. You can watch TV from the past, and this happens all the time. I say, well, they won't do that anymore, and it's sad what's happening to creativity.
Someone told me, and I think it's pretty much, this is not breaking news, that they would never cast Friends again.
Right.
You know, five white self-obsessed people in the single people, white people living in the city dating each other. That just would never pass. You wouldn't get the pitch because it's not politically correct. And I think it was Denzel Washington that wrote, can I just have the best producer, please? Yeah. Can I have the best scriptwriter, please? We're out there hiring only minorities, people of color, and everything's on its head. And you know what? They're getting what they deserve. They started all this. Cancel culture, being politically correct, look out for the environment. How dare you not have solar panels? How dare you use fossil fuels? Why don't you buy a Prius? How dare you not get a Tesla until they found out that who Elon Musk was and what he believes? But, you know, and now it's all boomeranging on them.
I played the audio a little bit earlier. I don't know if you were working at the time or saw Caitlyn Jenner on this afternoon, but this NCAA ruling where they passed the buck, obviously. But Caitlyn Jenner is absolutely, thankfully, she's got the guts to say what's right on this issue.
Yeah, and in case you don't know, there's this couple of transgenders, but one in particular, Leah Thompson, I think. I forgot her last
Leah
name.
Thomas,
and she, yeah, Thomas. And she's swimming for the University of Pennsylvania, beating everybody. She was a very good swimmer anyway, and crushing it. And there was a report in the Washington Examiner. They did some interviews. Evidently, she's arrogant about it, and she's getting a kick out of all the attention, and she feels like she's some type of hero as she crushes everybody's dreams. And if you have a girl at any age or a woman that you support and you want to see them have the same opportunities that men have, why would you possibly support this? You know, you're going through those transitions, that's fine, but one of the things is you can't compete with the women.
Right.
You can't.
Well, you know, somebody...
And he believes it. He went through it. He was an Olympic champion as a guy. He's now a woman. He goes, there's no way. Look at my body. You know, he probably won a gold medal now.
Well, I just played the bite a little earlier this afternoon. He was talking about playing golf. He says, I get invited to do play from the women's tees, and he refuses to do it. Or she, sorry, I'm misgendering her. But she refuses to do it because it's unfair. Now, this has given me a good idea to improve my golf game, and I'm going to follow up on that, and I'll keep you posted. But it's utterly ridiculous. Well, at least you
laughed
at that.
But they want to cancel her because he, you know, she's But Caitlyn Jenner got Sportsman of the Year, even though I think there was like 25 better stories. But the Olympic champion on the Wheaties box became a woman, and that was the number one story. And then she sits down and talks to Diane Sawyer and talks about the transition. And the only thing that shocked Diane Sawyer is when she says, "I'm a Republican." She's like, "You are? You're a Republican?" And since that moment when he ran against Gavin Newsom, now it's no longer cool to accept Caitlyn Jenner.
No, because and this is – is Fox the only one inviting Caitlyn Jenner now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems that way, right?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. It really is.
Listen, I liked him as Bruce Jenner, and I really feel like I'm talking to the same person. I mean, I know it's bizarre, but I liked him when he came out. He's like, "I got my daughters, these Kardashians. You got to look, you know, we have this reality show." And he's like, my daughter Kim, you've never seen someone so ambitious and entrepreneurial." And I remember having countless conversations with him. I used to do all sports. And I was out in Los Angeles for a while. I ran into him all the time. And it's like talking to the same person. He was a conservative back then. And she's a conservative now. And why has he changed? She said, because, you know, conservatives don't hate gay people or transsexuals. It's do your own thing. But I'm not going to hold them up. You know, you don't hold them up as trophies. Look at me. I'm tolerant. And I think that Democrats like to do that and then like to vilify along the way.
I think what she said today, everybody should hear, because if you break it down to this issue of fairness, and thankfully we've seen, I think, a fair amount of people, not enough on the left, finally step up on this issue and say enough is enough. What I was going to say, though, is like I had people going back and forth on this issue on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, and some lefty chimed in and said, "Well, why do you care?" And my response was, "Because I have a daughter and she doesn't have a penis. That's why I
Very interesting retort.
Because she is a swimmer now. She's an athlete. My wife was a, you know, collegiate soccer player. But that's why I care, because I want her to have the opportunities moving forward. Brian Kilmer. Thank you.
I thought that was a given.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll talk
Go
soon.
Go get him more.
All right. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.